Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Hazinu is the song told over by Moshe Rabbeinu, which also includes the calamities that will befall Klal Yisrael if they sin, but also the great joy of the final redemption. We have five Divrei Torah, starting out with the first one. It is Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis, Ya'arov Kematar Lichi. Literally, may my teaching, which is the teaching, which is the Torah, come down like rain. And the question that we have to deal with is, what is the comparison, what is the parallel between the Torah and the rain coming down? So Rav Bunim Mipshischa says as follows, that Divrei Torah are just like the rain in the following sense, that rain, at the time the rain comes down, you don't see the influence, you don't see the positive from the rain on the fruits and everything that's growing in the ground and all the plants and vegetables. So you don't see an immediate impact. It's there, it comes down, but it's only over time when the clouds depart, the sun comes out and shines, and ultimately you see the beautiful consequences of rain, especially when you have a strong rainy season. Later on in the spring, in the summer, you see the great impact that rain has. But again, it's not immediate. And the same thing applies with Divrei Torah, that at the time that somebody is hearing Divrei Torah, they don't really see an immediate impact. Typically, you don't have an immediate impact, but over time, when you hear Divrei Torah and you learn, in the end of the day, Torah will have a beautiful impact on somebody. So that's the parallel between the rain and the learning of Torah, that even though you don't have that immediate impact, but it will be there over time. I see it that students that I taught years ago, you'll hear from them later on, and they'll say that this specific line that you said, or this topic that we covered, how they implemented it and how it had an impact on their lives. And it's many years later, you don't see it immediately. You just teach and give someone a Dvar Torah, but then they go away. But over time, it has an impact, and hopefully you see it later on. Hopefully you see it immediately, but that's rare. But hopefully you'll see it down the line. We're now moving on to number two, a little bit more complicated. We are in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Hey. It's a complicated pasuk. It says, Shiches lo lo. Corruption is not his. It's literally referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, corruption is not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. Banav Mumam. The blemish is with his children. The blemish is with Klal Yisrael when they sin, when we do wrong. Dor ikesh upesal tol, a perverse and twisted generation. So the Shaar Bas Rabim says as follows. He says, al pidrush, that there are people, there are parents, that adhering to the dictates of the Torah is not important to them. They're not going to put on tefillin every day. They're not going to be Shomrei Shabbos. They're not going to do what's required by the Torah. However, interestingly, they require their children to do that. It's not for them. They're going to work on Shabbos. But the kids, that's a different story. Kids, you need to be Shomer Shabbos. Kids, you need to put on tefillin every day. You need to go to a Jewish school. For the parents, you think, why are they bothering sending to a Jewish school if the parents are not Shomer Shabbos? But they want the kids to have more than they do. And the parents are lazy, or for whatever reason, they don't do it. But when it comes to the kids, they insist that they go in the proper direction. But truth be told, this is not going to work. They are making a fundamental mistake. And the Shaar Bas Rabim explains it as follows. They are forgetting to understand that just like they are obligating, requesting, requiring, insisting their children to go Bederach HaYashar, or go in the proper path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is insisting that of the parents as well. So just like we have, effectively, we have three quote-unquote generations. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling the father, Father, you have to adhere to the Torah, and you have the father that's telling the son. And ultimately, when the son doesn't see that the father is adhering to the requirements of the Torah, the son doesn't do it as well. So that's what's going on. So as follows, we're going to read the pasuk al pidrush like the shiches lo. When it comes to this father, he is mushchat. He is corrupted. He's not adhering to the requirements of the Torah, but lo. He doesn't care. Shiches lo, corruption is with him. Lo, that he doesn't care about. However, what he does care about, banav, when they're not adhering to the dictates of the Torah, muman, the father views that as a defect in them. So again, we'll read the pasuk, shiches lo, when he himself doesn't adhere, when he himself is corrupted, lo, he doesn't care about that. But banav, when it comes to his children, muman, he views that as a mum. And what the father is missing out on is this is perverse. Dor ikesh b'saltol, this is perverse, this is twisted reasoning. And why is it twisted reasoning? Because in the very next pasuk it says as follows, Hale Hashem tigmu lo zot, because it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that requires the same of the father, Hu avicha konecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is like the father of this father. And here we have the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the father of everyone, the father is the father, the creator, is telling this father, you have to adhere to the requirements of the Torah, which the father is not doing. And so too we have the son that is ignoring his father as well. So ultimately, the Shaar Bas Rabim says, if you want your children to be good, if you want them to be adherent, although unfortunately it doesn't always work, but certainly the most important thing is that the parent has to adhere to the requirements of the Torah. That's ABC. If the child sees that what the parent is doing for the vast majority of the time, the child will follow suit. That is critical. So we need to have the child adhering to the father. But how is that going to happen? By the father or the parents adhering to the requirements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is ultimately our father, our creator. We are now moving on to number 3. Same pasuk, in fact. So Rabbanim Mishpshischa, he was once visiting Danzig, and he saw a owner of a restaurant that said to his non-Jewish employee on a Friday night, come down with me to the cellar. Let's go down to the basement. We need to get more wine for the meal. So it was in the inn, and they had run out of wine. So he said, follow me down. I need your assistance. It was dark down there. So what happened was that the owner of the motel, he wasn't an observant man, although he was Jewish. So he was carrying the candle on Shabbos, and the employee wanted the employee to do the harder work. So he said, you carry up the wine, I'll carry the candle. The Jew carries the candle, the non-Jew carries the wine. And Rabbonim, seeing this sight or hearing about this sight, he says, this is exactly what is going on in our pasuk, where it says, Dor ikesh u'psaltol. This is a perverse and twisted generation. Why? Because they're doing the exact opposite of what they are doing. We have the Jew here that is being mechalal Shabbos directly by carrying that candle, and we have the non-Jew carrying that wine and making it yayin nesach. A non-Jew who is touching non-boiled wine, non-mevushal wine, makes it prohibited. So we have two problems going on here, and this is twisted and perverse. Why is that? Because they should have done the opposite. We should have had the non-Jew carrying the candle and the Jew carrying the wine, and you would have had not the exact same. It's still a little bit of a chilul Shabbos because it's an Isser Derabanan here with the non-Jew of Mir La'akum, but that's certainly better than what was done with the Jew carrying it. And the Jew should have carried the wine, and you would have avoided the problem of Yayin Nesach. So here we have somebody who's not thinking properly. The message here is obviously we need to adhere to the requirements of the Torah, and we need to think through things. Because there are solutions. There would have been a better solution to what was done here, not a great solution, because you still have the non-Jew caring for the Jew. But ultimately, we need to understand the halachas, and we need to do it not in a twisted way, but in a proper way. We are now moving on to number 4. We are in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tes, Yaakov Chevel Nachalato. Literally, Yaakov is the measure of his inheritance. Yaakov Chevel, literally the measure, but a Chevel is also a rope. And the Rebbe Maharami Kubrin says as follows, when you twine together a rope, so it's made up of much smaller little threads, and you take these little tiny threads and you twine them all together and you get a strong rope. And even if you have certain one of the smaller threads that are defective, not good, not strong, it still adds to the strength of the rope when you wind it all together. And he says the same thing applies. We have Yaakov, Chevel Nachalasa, we have a comparison, and we're saying Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, is like a Chevel. with the chevel being part of a chevel, that is our nachala, that is what we are about. So the same thing applies to Klal Yisrael when we are united, when we are together, when we are inclusive, and we have, even though we have some certain people that are religiously deficient, and we could say even religiously defective, but when they come together with us, it's beneficial for them, and it's beneficial even for the Klal. Obviously, you can't say that when certain people are having a negative impact on others. But ultimately, if that's not the situation, they're deficient religiously and we're able to include them, that will be beneficial not only for them, but beneficial for the entire rope, the entire Klal Yisrael as well. Okay, now we're moving on to number 5, and it's in Pasuk, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hem kinuni b'lo el. This one's going to be a little bit complicated, but fascinating. So literally, they provoked me with a non-god. Hem kinuni b'lo el. El is a god, and lo is not. And those are actually the same letters, but in reverse. So it's going to go as follows. The Malei HaOmer says that the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, this is going to be technical, but fascinating. The Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, ends with the famous Dalet. Now, the Dalet is large. If you look in the Sefer Torah, it's not a small Dalet, it's a large Dalet. And we have another Pasuk that has related. Lo tishtachavel el acher. Don't bow down to another god in the Luchos, in the Aseres Adibros. So there it says lo tishtachavel el acher, with the resh at the end, and that resh of the acher is also large. So it's coming to teach us the lesson: don't mix these things up. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unified; he's singular. That is the Dalet, that's the large Dalet, that's how we have to associate with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. When it comes to idolatry, don't bow down the El Acher, that's the Reish, that's something else, that's not Echad, there's no unity there. And it's coming to teach us, both of these are large, don't swap between the two. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is the Echad. When it comes to an idol, idolatry, that's Acher. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael made this mistake in switching the two when it came to the Chet HaEgel. They switched the Echad with the Acher and the Acher with the Echad. They unfortunately left HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Machlok. It's exactly what happened with the Chet HaEgel. But in any case, they left the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Acher, for that Chet HaEgel. And that explains why the door of the Chet HaEgel is called Tor Tahafuchot, Hefech. They did the opposite. They switched. They swapped the Echad ve'Acher, unfortunately. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai for 40 days then, and now the Chet HaEgel kicked in because apparently they believed, they thought Moshe Rabbeinu was late, and they start with the Chet of the golden calf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Moshe Rabbeinu and says to him, Lech, red, Kishichet Amcha, go down because your nation, your Am, has been corrupted. Now that word red, Reish Dalet, go down, those are our two letters. The Reish and the Dalet of the Echad in the Acher. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying here is they have become Shichet Amcha. What is their destructive? What is their corruption? That they have reversed the Dalet and the Reish, red. They reversed the two. And they have caused their yerida, they have caused their going down, their descent, their spiritual descent has become because they switched the echad and the acher. That's signified by lech red, ki shichet, the hashchata, the destruction was the switching with the resh and the dalet. So let's keep on going. If we look at the Aseres HaDibros, the first two Dibros is Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yeh Lelim Achirim. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha starts with an Aleph, and Lo Yihye starts with a Lamed. That's El. That's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is symbolizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, don't have anything else, don't have Acher, just Echad. And when here, Klal Yisrael, when they sin, when Klal Yisrael reversed the two, like it was done in the Chet HaEgel, they reversed the El for a Lo. What is the El? They reverse the first two Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yeh Lechem Elohim Acherim. That is El, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they reverse it with a Lo. And what's lo? The reverse of el, but it's also banim lo imun bam. There's a lack of trust here when Klal Yisrael does that. Lo, banim lo, we have the lamed aleph instead of the aleph lamed. That's the reverse. And in fact, says the Malei HaOmer, that is what is represented in our pasuk. Let's go back to our pasuk after all of that. Hem kinuni b'lo el. This is Klal Yisrael. They have provoked me by reversing the lo with the el. They should be focused on the first two dibros, the el, anochi, the aleph of anochi, and lo yeh, that's the el, and they have reversed the two, and they have replaced the el with the lo, banim lo imun bam, just like with the chet egel, with the switching of the red, the resh and the dalet and the resh, and it's critical, obviously, Klal Yisrael has to be focused on the aleph lamed, anochi Hashem lokechem, lo yelachem alim achirim, that has to be our focus, the lo, not the el, not the law, and our focus similarly or the same has to be Hashem, Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Echad. It has to be the one, the unity, and not the Acher. Thanks so much for listening.